What's going on, everybody? My name is Josh. Welcome to the Barca Blood Runners podcast. And boy, oh boy, what a day. It is Thursday. It is 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time, Eastern Standard Time. So things could still change. But as of about, let's see, when did this statement come out? I want to say about an hour ago, 48 minutes ago. Lionel Messi is officially not staying at FC Barcelona for the foreseeable future. I'll just go ahead and read the statement that Barcelona put out. Quote, despite FC Barcelona and Lionel Messi having reached an agreement and the clear intention of both parties to sign a new contract today, this cannot happen because of financial and structural obstacles, Spanish La Liga regulations. As a result of this situation, Messi shall not be staying on at FC Barcelona. Both parties deeply regret that the wishes of the player and the club will ultimately not be fulfilled. Barcelona wholeheartedly expresses its gratitude to the player for his contributions to the aggrandizement of the club and wishes him the very best for his future in his personal and professional life. So let's just break this down for what it is. This clearly seems like some sort of attempt to strong arm La Liga. There were reports kind of coming out this morning that Messi wouldn't renew his deal. Luis wrote a piece up. There was basically a Marca report saying it's almost impossible that he would renew his contract. This initial report was kind of, as stuff was coming out earlier today, it was in opposition to what we had heard in previous reports in the last few days, which is basically that the investment from CVC into La Liga would make it easier for Barcelona to stay under the salary cap with Messi taking that pay cut. This new report had said that while the cash injection would help, it would still make the situation pretty fraught in terms of the wage bill. And of course, this has been a constant theme on the podcast and on BarcaBlogRunners.com talking about Barcelona's attempts to get rid of players such as Antoine Griezmann. Dembele's injury didn't help, and trying to reduce the salaries of Jordi Alba, you know, Busquets, Sergi Roberto, players, Gerard Piqué, players of that nature. The one complication that would happen is that if the Liga would accept this cash injection, there would basically kind of the breaking news part of this is that like the European Super League, I guess, was still involved in some ways. And this is something that Real Madrid and Barcelona were resistant to doing. So basically, it seems like the cash injection would mean that they would be forced to kind of distance themselves from the Super League. Marca reported that they were left with a situation whereby Barcelona extending Messi's contract and moving forward with the Super League plans were impossible to do together. There were basically sources and reporters weren't able to confirm or deny these rumors. There was a radio report talking about that it was becoming more complicated. But I mean, this is in contrast to like yesterday's reporting that Messi would play against Juve this weekend. So there's a lot of conflicting reports right now. So RAC1, and this comes via the Mirror, basically, there was a radio station, RAC1, which we've had reports from before, basically reported that Messi was more out of Barcelona than ever and does not like the current squad. That doesn't add up to me. The other part of this, right, is that there were other additions in the offseason that Barcelona made, like Aguero, Depay, Garcia. All those salaries needed to be accounted for in this as well. This is one of those things where there's now reporting coming out in the last 45 minutes talking about how PSG and City have been keeping a close eye on this. City are, of course, in the midst of, for today, Grealish, 100 million was happening, still might be happening. Harry Kane was pushing for a move to Manchester City. And if we're to believe what's happening right now, which Barcelona said this is desperate. right? This is like desperation hours. If this is some sort of attempt to stronghold the Liga into doing something, I'm not even sure what they would do. I guess they could change rules or something like that. Change rules to keep Messi there wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world the Liga has done in years past, but that's being cynical, right? The non-cynical person says it's over. Like, all signs have been pointing to this being over. You know, for the last 12 months, we've been heading to this conclusion, right? Although in the past couple months, according to, you know, a lot of the reports we've been reading, things had been getting better, right? Like, Messi was happy with the direction Ronald Koeman and the club were going. He was going to do that whole two-year stint as an ambassador in MLS for Barcelona. And all these things could be true, right? And maybe they literally got to a point where Barcelona could not figure out how to reduce its wage bill, and they had put itself in a situation where they had such undesirable players making such high money that they were literally at a point where they could not sign Lionel Messi to a new contract, which is just like, again, this news came out 45 minutes ago. And now, you know, we're thinking about Messi back with Pep at Manchester City, or the fact that Messi was just on vacation with PSG, basically, like a lot of the pictures from his Instagram. Things are happening quickly, of course. There's new reports coming out by the second. This is not something that's like set in stone in terms of what we know about the situation. There's a lot of moving parts. There's moving pieces to this. But at the end of the day, like, we're left with Barcelona saying that Messi's not renewing his contract, that they're, despite them coming to some sort of agreements, the clubs, it's just not happening. And this is just, I don't know. Like, I'm going to open up Twitter real quick just to see. Just to, like, get some sort of an idea as to what's happening. And yeah, I mean, the entire feed is just talking about Messi going to City, Chelsea, PSG. This is crazy. Oh man, I didn't even see this. Real Madrid. Is this real? Yeah, Real Madrid tweeted out 31 minutes ago, official announcement, hashtag Real Madrid. Wow. Dude, they are, oh my gosh. Let's just go over the numbers. 672 goals, 268 assists, 6 Ballon d'Ors. The numbers are just ludicrous, and those could all be false. I'm just reading these off of online, so, you know, it is what it is. Barcelona still reportedly need to reduce their wage bill by 200,000. That's crazy. And that's still having not registered Depay, Aguero, Garcia, Emerson. Things are a mess right now. I don't know how much more there is to talk about. As far as we can tell, Lionel Messi will be leaving Barcelona. I would not expect him to go to MLS yet. I would expect him to either sign for City or PSG. And the crazy thing is, despite the fact that this is out there, that Barcelona have put this out there into the world, I still picture him coming back. Like, it's not really hitting yet, because I guess this still feels like it could be some sort of negotiating tactic with La Liga, even though there's nothing to negotiate with La Liga. Like, these are the rules. It just still feels weird. I guess until I see him sign for a new club, and the picture of him holding the kit up at PSG or Manchester City or wherever it may be, it's not going to feel real, just because we've gone through so many ups and downs. But we're looking at the likelihood that Lionel Messi won't be playing for Barcelona next year, and that's just a lot to take in. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Again, this came out, you know, 48 minutes ago, or I guess almost an hour ago. Things are still happening quickly, but thanks for listening, and I'll catch y'all next time. Thanks.